Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network or the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page, or you're listening to us wherever you get your audio. iHeart, Odyssey, in your car, on your Alexa at home. Maybe people still got a radio at their house. Shout out to them. I feel like our boy Charlie in College Park still just has a radio at his house that he turns on.
Yeah, yeah.
I
saw something about Alexa. You just said Alexa. Just saw something that made me laugh and to make you laugh too. So a lady walks into like a coffee shop and say, she try to order like a macchiato or something. Say, you can just put your order in with Alexa over there. So the lady start talking to her. It was like a little box and thing. Like a she say, I like to get a caramel macchiato. And the lady start laughing, say, that's just a coffee pot. That's Alexa over there.
Like an actual human.
The girl name was Alexa.
That's good. We've
gotten so damn caught up on every damn, we forget that people can still handle stuff for you these days.
My daughters go nuts with Alexa. The amount of like things that get yelled at Alexa. Like, Shelby's really into like trivia and facts. So she's always asking for like trivia questions. And then my little one just asks for like fart noises and stuff. She's like, but yo,
is your daughter.
What's funny for me, dude, is I always think of the Kanye lyric. She couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Like, that's just always in my head when that name comes around. We got some news yesterday. Dan Quinn spoke kind of what everybody's waiting to hear. Jaden Daniels' status, Terry McLaurin's status, Will Harris, who I think is before he got hurt, the secondary looked way better than after he got hurt. And you don't want to like sound overly reliant on Will Harris, which at times it kind of seemed like the Commanders brass was trying to do. As far as who's coming back, sounds like Harris is back.
That's what I picked up from it.
DQ said, I'm extremely optimistic about him. All right, so that's one extreme optimism about Will Harris. So because DQ introduced the optimism meter, I asked him, you know, what's your optimism for Terry McLaurin? And he said, I'm excited by the possibilities, but the thing with Terry is...
Gotta see him.
Well, he wants to see him hit...
Stack days.
The speed and the burst day after day. Because that quad thing is tricky, right? And he came back and then re-injured it. So I feel like Harris is a go to me. I feel like Terry...
Possible.
Could be a go. And I don't think Jaden's going to play. They were pretty clear about that. And it's great that he is eligible to practice again, but he's not cleared for contact. Mm-hmm. And last I checked, football is a contact sport.
Yeah.
And I think...
But let me ask you a question, though,
sure.
Jay. When they clear for contact, what contact do they have in practice with the quarterback?
Not much.
So the first contact he's ever going to get is going to be on a football field when he plays.
Right.
So, I mean, I just that's just something, you know, when I hear the contact thing about today's football practices, I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
That's a great point. I wonder with Jaden if it's about, one, so I think largely because of the Seattle game, I think there's a big chunk of the fan base that's skeptical that they are thinking of Jaden's health and long-term best interests at all times. I think that's flawed. I think DQ and Adam Peters are trying to balance all factors here, right?
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest factors is Jaden wants to play. Just knowing that young man, how he's wired, he absolutely wants to play. Then you go a step further, he's got to be fully medically cleared. And yeah. I think until the docs fully medically clear him, it's kind of it's more of a hypothetical discussion. And maybe he gets fully cleared next week on the way to Minnesota. I don't think he goes Sunday night in any capacity. I think having Terry and Harris back, honestly, will impact the game pretty significantly. I wonder, has that line has stayed at a touchdown, right? It hasn't moved. Do you think okay, so it's down to 6.5 now. So a little bit of movement from where it was at a touchdown. Do you think Will Harris, respectfully, is not going to move a Vegas line? Do you think Terry could move that thing a half point or so?
Hell yeah.
I mean, if you look
Did you see the last game he played when he wasn't basically 100%?
Against Kansas City.
He had two of the best catches you've probably seen in your life.
Well, dude.
So, yes.
I mean, not to mention, both of his catches were ruled incomplete, and they had to review it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A two-toe tap
right.
in the end zone, and then laid out and got the elbow and the knee down. And how do you get an elbow, a knee bow, and a butt down inbounds, and the person's sit up there and call it out of bounds?
I don't know. It's crazy, man. I think with Jaden, though, so Howard Fendrich, Associated Press, asked Dan Quinn a really good question about, you know, was there consideration about shutting Jaden down? And one thing DQ was very, very clear conversationally was, we're just focused on him getting cleared and getting healthy. Then the conversations can be different. But until he's medically cleared, talking about, you know, 4 weeks from now is pretty irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Doc would always say this. Doc Walker would always say, tell me who's playing this week because that's who I'm focused on.
Yeah.
And if you're the head coach, particularly if you're the head coach riding a 6-game losing streak, your focus needs to be on beating Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other people in that organization that should be tasked with long-term planning and what is Jaden's future and so on. I also think for the shut him down crowd, they have 6 games left.
Yeah.
It'd be different to me if this was a short week going into the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys. You only have 2 games left. Like, if Jaden gets cleared then, a month from now, and you want to have a real conversation about shutting him down, I can understand that. You're 6 games left.
Yeah.
That's over a third of your season.
True.
And I think there is a responsibility. Do you remember when Ron Rivera was running this team? I think a lot of times he was too worried about perception and how he looked and how everything played out in the media.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times Ron didn't really tell the truth because he was trying to, like, form the narrative.
Yeah.
I think one of the truest things Ron said, I'm going back a ways here, but do you remember when they benched Dwayne Haskins, who was just underperforming at a pretty impossible level? And Ron said, he's like, I owe it to the other 52 guys on this roster to give them the best chance to win. At some point, that's true with Jaden also. If Jaden is cleared next week and they have 5 games remaining, and I would argue at Minnesota, at New York, are winnable games.
Mm-hmm.
There's 52 other dudes laying it all on the line every week.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you got to give those guys the best chance to win. And as good as Marcus has been, Jaden's the best chance to win.
He is. But I think the whole thing of it is to sit and constantly worry about those people who say shut him down, those be the same damn people coming back saying something if you do shut him down. You know, if he comes out next year and he starts struggling from the start, well, you shouldn't have shut him down. People like that like to say stuff because they're going to never be on your side. But the whole thing is, football players play football, point blank. Coaches are trying to win games. How do you win games? You have your best players on the field. Last time I checked, he's the best player on that team. And when he's healthy, if a doctor says he can go, he's 100% to go, you let him go, point blank. You know, and you listen, over time you learn how to protect yourself better in football. You learn what to do and what not to do. But that doesn't happen the first 2-3 years. Guys learn that as they go through this thing. They learn like, I don't have to try to go all out right here. Or I could just, you know, I'm a live to play another play. Those things begin to happen. And it happens so well that you don't even know they're doing it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm watching the game last night and Purdy coming back from injury, right?
Woo!
No, but he's coming back from injury.
Right.
But then when this is where I jump when I start seeing injured players. When they went to Chardonnay, well, what's his name? His brother.
Brian Chardonnay.
When he went to Kyle Shanahan. I'm not saying Chardonnay. But when they went to Kyle's complete conversation was, this is my quarterback and I believe in him. Hands down. He didn't waver.
The halftime interview?
I thought
that was really good.
He didn't waver 1 second. And half the time, that's all the hell you need. Is the coach, the front office, ownership to say that they're behind the guy. That guy wants to play anyway, you know? And you don't let that way you don't let the little naysayers start creeping in.
Sure.
Because if he has said anything negative in that commercial, in that little interview right there, things go haywire.
Well, especially.
But he completely talked positive. And I love that.
With Mac Jones playing pretty well when he
was in.
They
ain't give Mac Jones $60 million though.
Right. It's Purdy's job.
Yes.
I liked the Panthers last night. It clearly was not, they're not ready for prime time. They had opportunities. I'll be honest with you. I didn't care if they won. I just wanted them to cover. They had ample opportunities to cover that game and just refused to do so. The kid Leggett, I know he has a funny voice and we all enjoy that, but when he stepped out of bounds, have some awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't be an NFL receiver and just like haphazardly step out of bounds like that. The corner didn't force him.
Nope.
He just stepped out of bounds late in the game where you could make a big play. I don't understand why Carolina didn't run the ball more. Daddle's good, dude. Daddle was beat. If your back is averaging 6.3 per carry, and this thing was largely a one score game throughout.
Yeah, the whole time.
Why does he get 6 carries?
Hey, most offensive coordinators in the NFL are trying to get the next job. They're not trying to worry about the job they have. They're all trying to get the next job. And that's why they always say, well, it's a passing league. To hell with that. If I get in the game and I notice my guy getting 6-7 yards a carry, I'm not throwing the damn football until you stop me from running it. And look, the game may end up being 1 hour and 55 minutes. I'm offense coordinator. Because if you can't stop the run, I am going to run. I'll run it 75 damn times.
I love that.
And at the end of the game, they'll be like, well, you didn't throw the ball. Why the hell should I? I don't have to throw it.
Right.
They couldn't stop the run, so why the hell am I throwing the football? I'm not going to help them out.
It didn't help. The Carolina just couldn't stay on the field. They were 1 of 7 on third down. San Fran, I watched that game live. It was kind of pleasant. It was over by like 11. I went to bed. You could tell San Fran had control of the game. Have you looked at time of possession numbers from that thing last night?
I didn't even look at it.
38-22.
That's crazy.
I mean, Carolina's defense is good, but not when you're on the field for 40 minutes.
It looked like that.
Right.
Because they were the ones moving the ball, and then, boy, Wisconsin was very confident last night, wasn't he? Mr. Gay.
Matt Gay, 2-for-2, no problem.
He was confident.
We had people texting you and I. We had powerful people mad about that.
but the thing of it, man, it looked like it. And I'm not lying, man. Bryce looked like a 16-year-old, bro. That's a young-looking dude, bro.
I think he's moving better than he had.
No, he's moving better with the quarterbacking and all. But when I met him.
I remember in Vegas.
We were in Vegas. That was Vegas or L.A.? I mean, Arizona. Vegas.
I thought Vegas, but Vegas. I could be wrong.
But, bro, when I met him, I'm like, this dude is tiny, bro. People talk about Jaden. He's smaller than Jaden.
Definitely, because he's shorter.
Even his thickness is shorter. Is smaller.
He's when probably I skinnier up, and shorter.
When I looked at him, I'm like, that looked like Bryce Young. And then when somebody told me it was him, I told Amin, I say, this dude is too damn small.
Because even Kyler is smaller than all
I'm
of them.
I'm taller than
but
him.
Kyler's thick. He's just.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Kyler Murray, I think, is legit 5'8". When I saw him at the combine, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, when I saw him at the draft, with the outside thing, whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, when I saw him at that, I can eat soup off his head.
The Caps had a good win last night, and we had Joe B on the radio. I think I could say this definitively, B. I don't know if you'll agree with this. I believe the Caps this season are undefeated on days where Joe B joins us on the show.
Yeah.
So just saying, Joe, if you're listening,
come on more often.
I'm just saying, you know, we're available.
We can go on a 20-game stretch here.
Caps rolled last night over Columbus. Mm-hmm. And one thing, the couple hockey guests we've had on so far this season, when you look at the Metro Division standings, and at various times the Caps have been at the bottom or near the bottom, and these guys keep saying, they're like, man, that division is just so jumbled up.
Joe said it yesterday. If they won that game, they could jump up. They could jump right up to be, second, third, he said. Something
right.
Like that.
So I think they were last night last, and after that win, because it's a division win, now they're fourth. So we gotta let this thing play out a little bit. Carolina does seem like the class of the Metro, and unfortunately for all those of us that watched that playoff series last year, Carolina kind of dominated Washington in that thing. But there's just so much football left in the hockey season. And I looked this up. You know there's going to be like a month-long break, basically, in hockey. Mm. So the Caps play Nashville on February 5th, which I think is either the Friday or Saturday before the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is February 7th. And then the Caps don't play again until February 25th. Mm. So that's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's that Olympic break. I wonder, because remember, was it last year they did the Four Nations, which was so cool?
Yeah.
I wonder, and the Caps, I don't think, had any representative on one of those teams. Now, some of that was Russia wasn't in it, so.
Well, I mean, Tommy should have been in it.
Tommy certainly should have been in it. I wonder, now you got a lot more teams and a lot of dudes from a lot more countries, but I wonder how many Olympians the Caps have, like. Honest question, is Ovi still on the Russian team? Hell, is Russia allowed in? I'm asking. I don't know.
Have a clue. I don't know the Olympic rules.
Well, I don't know. That makes two of us. But, like, they didn't let Russia in that Four Nations tournament. And I think with the war and politics, maybe they're not allowed in the Olympics. I don't know. Mm. But it's going to be weird when hockey takes that big break. Olympic hockey is always fun to watch. It's more scoring, kind of more.
A little wide open.
Yeah, a little more wide open. There is plenty for us to discuss today. Sam Cosby is going to join us at noon. I'm curious what. I think he told us he was just laying low for the bye week because they got the baby coming.
Yeah, the baby coming.
Barstool Nate's going to join us at 1 o'clock. I want to have some Thanksgiving conversation as we're 2 days away from Turkey Day.
Gobble, gobble.
How many turkeys are you going to make?
I'm going to be with the fam.
Oh, yeah. So you're not doing your thing.
Deshaun and Willie going to be cooking. I'm going to sit back and just throw orders.
How many dudes are Thanksgiving morning plans have changed and they're not going to your house to drink bourbon and eat piping hot
sugar? I got a call from Cody 2 days ago. Yo, B-Mitch, man, what's up? I said, not going to be. Oh, man, damn.
I mean, what is Jeff going to do? He's not going to bring a 10-pound turkey to your house?
Nah, that was a 20-something pound turkey.
I'm frying my own turkey, I'm going hunting.
Call the fire department.
It's wild. Beamish has been trying to get me to go over his house on Thanksgiving for like 5 years, and the one time I was actually going to do it, he makes other plans.
Hey, we do it for Christmas too, dog. Oh, we play a game on that day.
I'm actually busy on Christmas. It's crazy.
Lanville, you're probably going to the hospital to give out candy canes on Christmas?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That sounds right. Jeff, you're going to fry your own turkey, dog?
Yes.
I think it's like legitimately dangerous. Brian, how do we feel about Jeff frying his own turkey?
Hold on.
Let's save this.
Easily.
Hold on.
Don't even try anything.
Yes, I am.
We're going to come back to that.
Bringing the most bones and fish guy in the world.
You are Mr. Bonefish. Nobody go anywhere. Jeff's going to fry a turkey. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talk about the great work Better Services did at my house. My wife couldn't be happier. The folks over at Better searched far and wide to find this exact KitchenAid oven with two different ovens in it. There's an upper and a lower. I don't really understand how to work it, but my wife, she's thrilled. That's the kind of service you get from Better Services. They can take care of your appliances. If you need new ones, go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all the brands you could get next day or maybe even same day delivery. Family-owned, woman-owned company. Myrnalyn runs a great shop. Any other stuff you need around the house, say you need some handyman work before the Christmas holidays, you got family coming to town, call Better. Say you're thinking about a kitchen reno, a bathroom reno, a bigger project, Better Services can help you. Whatever you need, appliances, handyman work, or full-out renovations, call Better Services. That's BETTAR, BetterServices.com. You better get better. I was going to let you sing Rudolph as long as you wanted.
Santa came to play.
Rudolph with your nose so bright. I'm not exactly sure what was just happening, but Jeff in the kitchen just now was wearing his sunglasses, talking to the two maintenance guys, negotiating something. I don't know what it was. He said 100 for 1500, 200 for 2500. What are you buying and or selling? Like cups?
It's like, nah.
Damn, Jeff. Kind of early, dude.
Nah.
So shady.
He always asks me for bets, and I tell him, I can't bet, but I know somebody who hit for, you know, they hit. I don't.
That dude's asking you for bets.
I tell him every time. I tell him every time.
Don't ask me.
Last night you hit. All right. A cool event that unfortunately during the Bruce Allen days became kind of a mockery. But the Commanders are hosting Harvest Feast. I can never get that right. Is it Harvest Feast or Harvest Fest? Okay.
The only fest I think it is.
They're hosting their annual Thanksgiving event at Northwest Stadium. They end up giving out 2,500 Thanksgiving meals. So, like, that's a real thing they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to be interesting, Jaden Daniels is there, which is great. You certainly support the star quarterback taking the time to be at a charity event like that. That doesn't always happen. But Jaden is also expected to talk today. Mm-hmm. So, I know Heather McDonough and Chris Kerwin are out there, so hopefully we get that Jaden audio. If when he talks, you know, we get to hear what Jaden has to say about where he feels he's at. Mm-hmm. And let's do a quick role play. Not that kind of role play, Jeff. I'm an annoying reporter. You're the star quarterback, Brian. Hey, Jaden, how's the elbow feel? When do you think you'll be back?
Feels good. When the doctors tell me I can play, I'll play.
Hey, Jaden, do you want to play again?
How about I always want to be out there.
Bang. Sometimes we can predict how this is going to go, yeah. And I do think that's how it's going to go.
Yeah. Look, the thing about it is I think he's savvy enough. That's why they allow him to do stuff like that, and they let him get out there. Some guys aren't savvy enough, and there are a lot of media people. You know, let's just be honest. They're asses. They're going to try to come up and trip you up. They're going to try to say all kind of weird stuff, but I don't think he's going to fall for that. Jaden will give you that little nice smile and walk on off.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing about it. He always give you the smile. So I like the fact that they're allowing it. And then again, I think he does stuff like this back home where he's from. So I think you're here.
I think he does a lot of Southern California.
But why not get involved with the community that you're at? And I think that's also something to express why he wants to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's just the person he is.
Well, and it's worth pointing out he's not the only player there. I see Colson Yankoff, Jalen Lane. I guess Nikki and Standing are there. They posted some photos. Let's see who all's here.
Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I used to go, I've done a few of them. And
looks like Luke McCaffrey's
when the
there.
Questions get too heavy about football, I would always bring them back to why the hell I was there.
Sure.
I'm not here to answer your football questions today. This is Tuesday anyway. I'm here to hand these turkeys and make somebody's day.
Right.
That's what I'm here for. Like, you could ask me a one or two, but if you keep going, I am not your person to podcast.
Right.
You know? I will say it in a heartbeat.
What was it like as a player when you got, because there's a charity thing so everybody understands in a standard NFL week where the game's on Sunday, there's charity stuff every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And none of it's obligated. I think people would be very surprised to know those guys don't get paid for any of that, but those guys generally do a few a season, maybe one a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hospitals, going to police stations, whatever it is. What was it like for you as a player? Like, how often did the asks come?
Well,
how did you decide how to juggle your time?
Once I got here and I saw things that I wanted to do, I got involved with this. So for me, this is how my week would go. Play the game on Sunday. On Monday, if we lost or we had to go in there and get like treatment or something, I go get treatment. And then I did a Monday Night Football show. On Tuesday,
you doing that here or just once you got to Philly?
I did that here.
Oh, wow.
I started doing it here. So on Tuesday, I use that day to do charitable stuff, okay? Or just relax. If I didn't have nothing going on, I relax. But normally I had something going on. Wednesday, Thursday, I practiced. I mean, that was our long days. I didn't do anything after that. Still, we started doing Dashiki Thursdays, and I would go over there.
What is Dashiki Thursday?
Well, you know, we had, like, playing some Blu-ray and some CeeLo.
Whose house?
Depending, whoever. People get their hair cut and all kind of stuff, some drinks, the boys hanging out. But I normally went of every blue moon. Friday, we got off early, so that's the night I would really go out because I know I got Saturday to recuperate. And then we go on the road or we go to the hotel, and I run it back the next week.
Pretty standard, man.
Yeah.
And I think fans have this like incredibly misguided notion that guys don't go out or go out to dinner or like have a life.
But it's just you just happen to have a job that's in the public eye. The person that goes and he's a judge or he's a doctor or he's a lawyer or you know a police officer,
plumber or whatever.
Don't you go out with your friends? Don't you go out to dinner? It's no difference. It's just that I remember I would go to the movies and people be like, man, that's not Brian Mitchell. He wouldn't be here. I said, dude, it's not a movie for athletes. You know, yes, it's me. I'm here because I wanted to come see a movie.
It's funny. Jaden actually said that, you know, one of the things he likes to do is go to the movies, but he doesn't like when it's like everybody goes nuts because he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's tough for Jaden because he's so recognizable.
Try Tuesday around 11, 12 o'clock.
Right.
Ain't nobody there.
Right.
I've had movie theaters to my damn self. It's cool.
The majority of football players can walk around pretty unrecognized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you live in Ashburn and you see a 6'6", 290 dude walking around, you can probably put together that he's on the team.
He probably plays for them, yeah.
But, like, a lot of football players are 5'11", mm-hmm, or maybe 6'1". You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, basketball players, if you're in the NBA, even the short dudes are 6'7".
Yeah.
And they just stand out everywhere they go. But football players can kind of go out in public and hang out and not really get noticed.
Until you get noticed. Until you...
Unless you're a star.
Once you make a name for yourself, then you're done.
Right.
Because, like, I'll be honest, the TV thing didn't help when I was playing ball and I started doing a little TV thing on Channel 9, and it didn't help.
Sure.
It made it, like... People will recognize you off of the TV more than they do the football.
Well, and that giant head of yours, people would recognize. We're on TV now,
man,
dude. You can't just give me the finger.
I'm rubbing my eye, man. I'm just talking about rubbing my eye.
that made me laugh. Also, I got an update. We were talking about Caps players in the Olympics. Per Huey, I think Lars Eller likely to play for Denmark.
All right.
Shout out to the Danes. Seems like Tom Wilson or Logan Thompson could be on Team Canada.
Both of them should be.
I agree. I wouldn't have known this, but Martin Ferravari likely to play for Slovakia. So got that going.
Joy said FCC on line one for me. I didn't say anything. FCC deal with people what you say. They don't deal with what you do.
I'm not so sure that's accurate.
I think that's how it works.
I know somebody at the FCC. I'll make a call. We're good.
Hey, look.
You got to cut it out, dude.
You're number one.
I am definitely number one in your eyes. Looking at, so last night was an interesting subplot for the NFC playoffs, because if Carolina could have won, they would have been tied with the Niners at 7-5. Mm-hmm. Instead, the Niners win gets them to 8-4. As it stands today, the Lions are out of the playoffs. They beat the 8 seed. Mm-hmm. Who do you think gets in? Of the NFC North, the Bears right now are winning the division at 8-3. Then you've got the Packers at 7-3-1, the Lions at 7-4. My gut tells me two of those teams get in, one wins the division, and one gets in as a wild card. Who do you have of those three?
The higher it is right now.
Bears and Pack in, Bears Lions Pack out.
Yep. Now, do the Lions happen to play anybody from the South? NFC?
I can pull up their schedule. I know the Lions have the Cowboys in 2 weeks. I think the Lions, because they won the division last year, have by far the hardest schedule. The Bears came in last in the division last year. The Lions' remaining schedule, Green Bay on Thursday on Thanksgiving, then Dallas, then the Rams in L.A., then the Steelers. They close the year at Minnesota, at Chicago.
Mm. Well, hell, the Lions still have a chance. If they run behind Gibbs, I'm going to go with the Lions.
I mean, Thursday's game at home against Green Bay is pretty massive.
Hell yeah. And if Jahmyr Gibbs touches the ball the proper amount of times, they will beat them.
You got to just feed that dude, man.
Bro, you saw they came out last night with McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
First five plays, five touches.
McCaffrey could go. He looks healthy and good.
Gibbs might be more or less fine than he is.
Oh, definitely. So at this point.
Listen, that's the problem with this damn league. That dude can kill you running the football, Jahmyr Gibbs. But they want to throw the damn ball. He had, what'd you say, 15 touches?
For 219 yards.
Give him the damn football and let him do what he has to do.
So the Packers' remaining games at Detroit, Chicago at home, at Denver, at Chicago, Ravens, at Vikings. That might be a little easier than what Detroit has left.
Talking about the Pack?
Yeah. And then,
well, see, the Packers, which Packers team will show up?
That's a great question.
You know, they're up and down a bunch, right?
Now, how about this for the Bears? The Bears are Black Friday, so this Friday, at Philly. Then they're at Green Bay. Then they get Cleveland and Green Bay at home. They close out with at Niners, home against the Lions.
All right. See, that Lions can wreck some shop down the stretch.
Totally. I mean, I think especially in these divisions that are really tight, knowing there's going to be backloaded division games kind of opens everything up. Mm-hmm. I would say, though, looking at the Bears' remaining schedule, you've got 6 games left. 5 of them look to be against playoff teams. I would not sleep on that Cleveland game because it's sandwiched in between at Green Bay and then Green Bay at home. Yeah. And the way the Browns play defense, all anybody wants to talk about is the quarterback situation in Cleveland. All I want to talk about is Myles Garrett. The way the Browns defensive line gets after you, dude, I would not look past that joint if I was Chicago. That NFC North is going to be really interesting to watch. I think a lot of focus will be on the NFC West just because the Rams are kind of running away with that thing. But the Seahawks are right behind them, and the Niners are still right there. So nothing – things are far from written honestly, the only division that seems pretty damn locked up is the NFC East.
Yeah.
I don't, maybe Dallas, because now they have a heads-up win over Philly, and Philly just seems so up and down. But I find it hard to believe the Eagles don't end up winning the East. Everything else is pretty darn wide open. Mm-hmm. At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk some free agency, kind of taking a look at Washington's roster, who is slated to be a free agent. At noon, Sam Cosmi will join the program. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. Had some paisanos for dinner last night, B.
There you go.
I had a lot of paisanos for dinner.
Looked like it. You knew it was coming.
It was banging, dude. I've never had, always banging, dude. I had never had their chicken cheesesteak. Joint was really good. Lord, what is going on now? Jeff's got a giant box in there he's opening up. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well,
are you nervous for Jeff to open a box?
No,
B?
No.
Just when I open it.
Yeah, no, I was nervous because I was standing next to you.
That box was awesome. Shout out to the anonymous Fritos benefactor.
Yeah,
that sent us that.
Merci.
So I haven't looked at this. Landfill put this on the show sheet. I think it's pretty interesting. More. We'll get to that, Jeff. Don't distract me, for God's sakes. It
don't take much to distract you, though.
I have significant ADD. CNBC, which is, I would say, a very trusted business journalism outfit, has come up with their official NHL team valuations. Now, I think you and I can figure out football, basketball, even baseball pretty easily. Who do you think is the most valuable hockey team?
Most valuable hockey team? Detroit, maybe one of them.
So my guess would be the Rangers. It's still New York.
Yeah, but I'm getting New York.
They might not own that arena. Like, some of this could be like real estate plays that we're not really aware of. Montreal could be a big...
Go New York, Montreal.
Toronto? Toronto, maybe.
Detroit has a long...
And Chicago. They built a new arena.
Chi-town.
Yeah.
Who is it?
All right. The number one valued hockey team per CNBC, Toronto. $4.3 billion for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Damn.
How much? Toronto is?
$4.3 billion.
All right.
Yes, sir. Number two, the Rangers, New York Rangers.
Hey, we named the right people.
$3.8 billion. Then Montreal at $3.4 billion. This surprises me. The L.A. Kings are the fourth most.
It's L.A. It's Los Angeles, dog.
Yeah. All right, this surprises me because this market's got to be tiny. Edmonton at five.
Canada.
Yeah, I mean, that might be all they got.
Nah, but you got to look at the fact, too. Like, it's huge in Canada.
Yeah. And they built, just because I watched the playoffs and you got Connor McDavid there, and that arena looks awesome, and they've got, like, all that. What all these owners want is, like, the outdoor space surrounding the arena to have bars and restaurants. Yeah. So every game day, that money's all coming back
Hell
in.
Hell yeah.
So Edmonton's doing it right.
That's how you do it.
I also... Left hand up on this. I don't know this answer. I wonder if Edmonton, you know how like Dallas and Houston have a ton of cash because it's oil country down there and other reasons, but like that's a big part of the economy. I think Edmonton, I mean, for one, they're called the Oilers, but they have that like, they get the oil out of the sand or something up in Canada. I don't know what they're doing, but they got oil up there. So maybe Edmonton is like sneaky expensive and high dollar too.
It may be.
I have no idea, just to be clear.
I'm listening to that.
But dude, like, does it surprise you? Edmonton is worth more than the Boston Bruins or the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, now that does surprise me, but I can still see, you know, why. Because, like, the fan base and the people that are truly invested into you pushes that number up, too.
Well, if you're in Edmonton, one, you're in Canada, hockey crazy. Two, what else they got? They got Canadian football, right? I think they used to be called the Eskimos. I think they changed that. I think it's the Edmonton Elks now. I think my buddy was on their coaching staff for a year. But, like, the Oilers are the one seed of everything they got in town.
Yeah.
Boston, I know they love hockey in New England. They're probably the four seed,
they
right?
got the Patriots. They got the Celtics.
The Red Sox.
Yeah, you got a lot before you hit them.
Chicago, you got two baseball teams, the Bears, the Bulls, and Big Ten football in the Chicago area is so damn big.
Yes.
So I just figured Boston and Chicago have way more money.
Well, Edmonton's the big dog.
All right. 8, Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
9, Washington Capitals.
Caps.
$2.5 billion for the Caps.
All right.
That is, what did Ted buy them for?
Don't know.
Well, bro, see if you could look that up. The Caps, we talked about it yesterday with Joe B, with Ovechkin and the way hockey has changed in this town. The Caps belong in the top 10 of NHL valuations. Yeah. That's a well-run team. The in-game,
Rock the Red has been a huge thing, man.
Dude, going to Caps games is the best in-game production in town.
Yeah.
Like, there's never a dull moment, but at the same time, it's never too much. You remember at that Falcons game how I was complaining? Like, the Atlanta Falcons, there's just too much going on. Chill out with some of that. The Caps is just the right amount of, like, fun in-game stuff, but also, like, hockey is the product.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, how about that? You were talking about Detroit. The Caps are worth more than the Red Wings.
Damn.
That shows the growth, man.
Yeah, and then Detroit did take a hell of a hit for a while.
Yeah.
They're just coming back.
He bought the team for $85 million.
Damn, dude. That's...
And, like, Jerry paid $180 million or $147 million. Maybe less than that.
All right, I have scrolled to the bottom here. There's 32 teams in the NHL, B.
Who's the bottom?
You want to guess?
Somewhere in Carolina.
Nah, Carolina's a lot higher than I would expect.
The lowest.
Carolina's exact middle, 15th.
What?
They got a good arena. They got a good fan base.
I don't know. The lowest.
It's an American team. Plays in Ohio.
Columbus?
Yeah. Here's what I find.
Blue Jackets?
The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, the name like Blue Jacket. What the hell is a Blue Jacket?
It's lame.
I'm serious. I've been wondering, what the hell is a Blue Jacket?
I don't know why, if you're the Columbus hockey team, why you don't just kind of make it about Ohio State. Just be the Columbus, whatever a nickname for Buckeyes is. Be the Columbus Bucknuts or whatever. Columbus Bucks.
I don't think that would work.
I would have been something closer to like, but just
what? Why is it Blue Jacket? I need to know.
I have no idea. Okay. I can't tell you enough how little I know. But my question is, do you think the lowest team valuation in the NHL is over or under $1 billion?
I think what?
The Columbus is the least valuable team in the NHL. Do you think they clear $1 billion?
No.
$1.4 billion.
$1.4 billion
for the least valuable team in the NHL.
Wow,
they got cash, dude. NHL not messing around. Nobody go anywhere. We're talking NFL free agency when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.